Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now toddlers in ISIS, homeless by choice, and the Road Safety Authority manipulating the country. These are just some of the latest remarks from the Fine Gael by-election candidate in Wexford, Verona Murphy. And they come just hours after she issued her second apology for comments on asylum seekers. The growing controversy around Verona Murphy followed the Taoiseach too throughout the day, from the contract signing of the National Broadband Plan to leaders' questions in the Dáil. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here now with more on this story. More headlines, Barry, about Verona Murphy this evening.
Yes, and Verona Murphy reportedly handpicked by Leo Varadkar to run for Fine Gael in this Wexford by-election. And it's an extensive profile interview with the Wexford People, which contains her latest controversial remarks. Miss Murphy is the president of the Irish Road Haulage Association with the last 5 years. And she tells the paper how she left school at 15, but later went back to do her leaving cert. She worked in several jobs in England before returning to Wexford and buying her first truck at 21. She dabbled as a beautician, expanded her business, got a law degree, but really rose to prominence when she successfully lobbied government for changes to the road tax regime for hauliers. The 47-year-old tells the Wexford People how she's politically inspired by Ivan Yates. She's also an EU diversity ambassador. Her campaign theme tune, she says, is Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, and also Vote Verona, a reworking of the song My Sharona. Now, this is Miss Murphy's first step into national politics, and she had been regarded one of Fine Gael's best chances of success in the four by-elections inside a week.
She's extremely able, extremely capable, but two apologies already, Barry, and more controversial remarks in today's Wexford People.
Apology number one, after saying people in direct provision need to be deprogrammed, in an interview Sunday on RTE. Number two yesterday, after telling the Irish Times on Friday how ISIS was a big part of the migrant population. And this second apology coming after Miss Murphy visited a reception centre for Syrian refugees in Waterford with the Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan. But this afternoon, yet more controversy. The interview with the Wexford People, conducted last Thursday, published today. Miss Murphy says greater policing on immigration is needed as, quote, ISIS have already manipulated people as young as four. Homelessness, she says, is down to addiction and personal choices. She lashes the Housing Minister, Fine Gael's own Murphy, and also the Road Safety Authority, accusing it of manipulating the country. The interview was with the New Ross Standard reporter, David Luby.
She said that we have to understand, no matter how we feel, that the genuine people are coming from very bad situations and war-torn countries. Nobody wants to live like that, she said. We have to have empathy in that these people are coming from the worst possible situations. We also have to take into account the possibility that ISIS have already manipulated children as young as 3 or 4.
She also had comments in relation to homelessness as well.
She spoke, I suppose, quite frankly in relation to her own background. Growing up, she left home at the age of 14. She was in a relationship with an older man. Basically, she ended up homeless, for want of a better word. She ended up living couch surfing in Wexford and in Waterford. She ended up in a bedsit for a time.
But perhaps controversially, she says homelessness is a choice.
Yeah, basically, she said that addiction and bad personal choices lead people to become homeless. How that plays out is that people are housed in temporary accommodation, that their addiction means that they can no longer stay there because they might come in either drunk or don't adhere to the rules of the particular emergency accommodation. As a result, they find themselves on the street.
She also takes aim at the Housing Minister, Owen Murphy.
Basically, she has a serious issue in relation to the housing policy of the government at the moment, particularly in relation to housing density, having apartment blocks alongside houses in 2-acre stretches of land. She believes that it's not practical and it's unworkable. She said that his attitude is let them have cake.
And tell me, Miss Murphy also takes aim at the Road Safety Authority and drink driving laws as well.
She was very forthright on that. She said that drink driving laws have decimated rural Ireland. She said that, you know, talk of people who have had 1 or 2 pints causing accidents, she felt that's not really accurate.
And she says the Road Safety Authority is manipulating the country.
She believes that the Road Safety Authority is using statistics in relation to fatalities on the road and to accidents, which do not bear up to her opinion of what is actually happening on the road.
Is there any support for her comments?
Well, I spoke to her earlier and she said that, I suppose, she said she was reflecting what she was hearing on the doorstep in her comments, basically that she has had support for her comments while on the campaign trail.
And Barry, the Taoiseach has been forced to field questions about Fiona Murphy's comments throughout the day.
Earlier, Mr. Varadkar said he had confidence in Miss Murphy and would campaign for her. Then to the Dáil and opposition figures queuing up to make hay from this controversy. Here's People Before Profits' Breed Smith during leaders' questions.
Taoiseach, I'm telling you, as leader of this country, it's on your shoulders. Please answer my questions. How high is your bar against racism in your party?
And yes, I did ring her yesterday. I rang her yesterday, spoke to her about it, told her that what she said was not on. She reflected on that. She at that stage had already withdrawn the comments and already apologised for them. And we know in this House that there are hundreds of thousands of people in this country who are migrants. They make our economy stronger, they help run our public services, and I think she understands that a bit better now than she did a few days ago.
Any other reaction, Barry, to Fiona Murphy's remarks?
Dr. Aminullah Dasandi is a lecturer in contemporary Islam at UCC. He told me why he's worried by Fiona Murphy's comments.
I think the remarks are very unfortunate. The effect of those comments is that we have to take a sobering view. We have to be pragmatic. Nobody is saying, hopefully, that we need to paint this picture that all Muslims, the billion or so of them in the world, are all peaceful and are all great. What we're seeing is that there's always a fringe community. Absolutely. The problem is that when you equate, you know, migrants with, you know, ISIS and some sort of deprogramming, it adds to all the ideas that have been built into the psyche of individuals for so long. We've been programmed to equate, at some level, Muslims with terror. And that, I think, is hugely problematic as we want to build bridges between us. And these are very divisive views.
The candidate did visit a reception centre for Syrian refugees in Waterford last night and also apologised. Is that good enough?
I don't think it is. I mean, it's hugely problematic to go off on some sort of pilgrimage to absolve yourself of sin and to turn around. I think at some level what we need from our parliamentarians and people who hold public office to actually go and maybe read up and try to understand Islam better in all its diversity, in all its pluralism, and actually to start using the term Islamophobia. The term Islamophobia has not been used by our politicians enough. And Muslims up and down this country are the targets of this.
You believe that her apology was too generic?
This is a potential candidate. I don't know how, you know, politics and party politics works. But, you know, you can't put an elastoplast on this. There must have been something there for this individual to have said it. These are individuals who are going to hold power in our society. That, for me, is very worrying. Too many Muslims on the streets who don't have the privilege that I have to come on the radio and to respond to this are fearful and they're open to that kind of abuse. They don't have the platforms, they don't have the privilege. I worry about that. I worry about that every single day when I teach Islam and I try to get my students to think critically about this. I think about people who don't have that and who are vulnerable. And I think that we need to think very, very carefully about where Ireland is going.
Dr. Aminullah Dasandi, Fiona Murphy says she's reflecting what she's hearing on the doorsteps, Barry. How is this going to play politically?
Well, governments have catastrophic records in by-elections, scoring just 3 times in the last 35 years. But Fine Gael privately says looking for success in one of the 4 contests on Friday week. And Fiona Murphy, well, she had been one of the party's best hopes. But now, alarm, panic among senior party figures who may decide to pare back the resources into Miss Murphy's campaign. She has, I'm told, a massive team of over 40 people going around Wexford at the moment. It had been expected Miss Murphy and Fianna Fáil's Malcolm Byrne will be close to neck and neck at the top of the poll. Also looking to capitalise on this controversy, Sinn Féin's Johnny Mython, who narrowly missed out on a seat in 2016. Labour's George Lawler as well, in the constituency of his party leader, Brendan Howland. Cinnamon Blackmore of the Solidarity People Before Profit. Jim Codd of the AN2 Party. Cara Dubsky of the Green Party. Melissa Chris O'Neill of the Irish Freedom Party and independent Charlie Keddy, who's been contesting elections since 1991. And all these candidates, including Verona Murphy, will feature here on RTÉ Radio 1 at 10 o'clock tonight as part of the late debate's coverage of the by-election in Wexford.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much.